And at this time on our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, I know tough loss last week against Ord. Just talk about the way the kids, I thought from afar anyway, continued to play with effort, even though the game kind of got away in the opening quarter. Did you feel that well? Were you pleased with the effort overall from a week ago?
Yeah, I was pleased with the second half. We come out, we gave good effort, had some opportunities to score and didn't capitalize on it. We just had a lot of things go against us that game, a lot of self-induced mistakes, penalties, false starts, dropping the football, missed some opportunities on some pass routes, first half and second. So, yeah, things just didn't go our way that night. I thought our kids' effort the second half was still good. We fought hard, but one of those nights where nothing went right. We dropped snaps on the punt and everything else that we haven't done all year. So we just got to come back and refocus and get better after that.
Carly, talk a little bit about the mentality of the team, but also the attitude of the team. I know sometimes it can be hard coming back from a loss like that. Have you been pleased with what the kids have shown you this week so far?
Yeah, we've had. I thought we had a really good practice last night. I thought we had great physicality, great energy. And we're just trying to clean up some things that that we do, and some of that comes with we play some young kids in some spots, and some of that's where our veterans, they need to be our juniors, really, and our few seniors that we have, they need to be leaders and really help those young kids out and help each other out and just start eliminating mistakes. If we can eliminate our errors, or I call them our unforced errors, if we can do that, then we'll find success. And you're never as bad as you think you are, and you're never as good as you think you are. You just got to keep practicing and keep working.
I know that execution is a big part of what you're just talking about, Carly. How do you coach that? How do you practice that? Is it through repetition to help the execution get better?
I think it's just repetition over and over and over and running those plays. And we've tried to simplify some things this week that should help them recognize what the defense is going to do. Because with our style of offense, teams give you multiple looks up front, and you just got to recognize and follow your blocking rules and go. And then defensively, we just got to be ready to play and play physically, play physical ball all the time.
Carly, talk a little bit about communication. I know that's a big part, whether it's offense or defense. And I also know you've got some young kids who are still kind of learning the game. Talk a little bit about their growth in the communication aspect of things.
Yep. You know, this week we simplified. We told one of our linemen, Drew Ellis, I said, you just make the calls up when we call the play. And hopefully that simplifies things and those kids see it. And they're making the calls right away in the huddle and trying to help instead of waiting. Maybe that will help them so they're not have too many things going through their mind when they go up to the line and do that. And then defensively, well, you know, we talked to Kobe, and he's got to communicate with the linebackers when we have to shift and slide and when they're motioning, you know, because you want to be balanced with them. You don't want to have them to outman you on one side of the ball or the other. So and it's just communication. They just got to recognize it right away. And sometimes we're saying it, but we're not saying it loud enough where everybody hears it. So it's just things that come with practice and with growth and growing. So we're trying to get our upperclassmen, our juniors that play, that are the kind of leaders on in those spots, to really take a vocal stand and really communicate with everybody.
Great thing about athletic competition is it seems like opportunity always comes around. And here's another great opportunity for your team. You go on the road to take on a Cozad team who's 2-2 on the year. Just talk a little bit about your preparation for them and what the focus has been this week.
Yeah, well, like, I believe in our guys up front. Our offensive line, I've seen what they can do in practice. I've seen what they can do in the game. And like last week, even though Ord, that game is that we, the point of attack, we moved the line of scrimmage. We watched film, and I thought maybe we didn't. But after watching film, we moved the point of attack and but we just missed a block on the backside and let somebody cross our face, and it's just little things like that. So I believe in our kids, and I believe in what we can do up front, our quarterback and running backs, and we just got to execute and get everybody going at the same time. When they do that, we see really good things, and just eliminate those simple unforced errors that we can. And defensively, it's just playing together as a team. And sometimes you're weak in spots, you're stronger in other spots. And we asked our kids to play a while, but you got to help those younger kids, those kids that are playing for the first time, and really encourage them. And then sometimes you got to do just a little bit more. You might have to squeeze a little bit harder or scrape a little bit better, you know, your technique to help each other out. And that's what a team does. So, and I think we got it in us. And if we can continue to get better and work like that, I think we'll find success.
Coach, it's always great to talk to you. Appreciate you taking the time, and the best of luck to you and the kids on Friday.
You bet. I appreciate it.
Broken Bow head coach Carly Wells joining us on our pregame show.